Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for accommodating the earlier time tonight. So tonight we are continuing in Simen Reish Mem Tes. We will conclude Simen Reish Mem Tes tonight, Bli Neder. We are doing Tes Vav Amud Aleph. So if you recall, we are right in the middle of Si'if Dalid. The first part of Si'if Dalid quoted one day that said that if a person is Mekabel a Tainus for Erev Shabbos, he has to fast until Tseis HaKochavim, unless he says Beferish at the Kabbalah, at the time of the Kabbalah's Tainus, that he does not plan on fasting until Tseis HaKochavim. But the stam is that you're going to fast until Tseis HaKochavim. Says the Rama, V'yeshomim, there's another opinion, Delo Yashlim, that you do not have to fast all the way on Friday until Tseis HaKochavim. El Miyad Sheyotzim Beis HaKnesses Yochal, as soon as you leave Shul, you can already eat. Meaning that's already nighttime as far as you are concerned. Says the Rama, now that we have these two opinions, you have the first opinion quoted by the Mechaber, that you need to wait until Tseis HaKochavim, and you have the second opinion quoted by the Rama, that you do not need to wait until Tseis HaKochavim, and as soon as you leave shul, you could already eat. Lachain, therefore, the compromise, the way to handle it is b'tainis yachid lo yashlim. When it comes to a tainis yachid, you could rely on the more makel opinion. V'tov lefarish came b'shas kabbalas tainis. But even on a tainis yachid, if you remember at the time of kabbalas tainis to explain, to say explicitly that you don't plan on fasting until tseis hachavim, that's better. But you could rely on the more makel opinion and not fast all the way until tseis hachavim if it's tainis yachid. And we'll see in the Mishmur what qualifies as a tainis yachid. But ube tainis tzibur yashlim b'hachi nahu. But for a tainis tzibur, you should fast all the way until Tseis HaKochavim, and that is our minhag. So if let's say you have Asar B'Tevis fall on Friday, as it does this year, I believe. So the Rama is telling us, since that is a Tainus Tzibur, a person is supposed to fast until Tseis HaKochavim. So you go to Shul and you come back and you wait for Tseis HaKochavim before you make Kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'imhu Tainus Chalom, Tzarech L'Sanos HaTseis HaKochavim. Even though we have this machlokas about Tainios in general, a Tainus Chalom has a certain extra level of severity, and therefore everyone would agree that when it comes to a Tainus Chalom, you need to fast until Tseis HaKochavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat, quoting this second opinion that the Rama quotes after the Mechaber had quoted the more Machmir opinion, the Rama quotes this more Makel opinion of the Tur and the Mordechai, that you don't have to fast all the way until Tseis HaKochavim. Hay yesh omim svir lehu debein b'tainis yachid bein b'tainis tzibur gonasar b'tevish chal b'erev Shabbos. Ooh, whether it's a tainis yachid or whether it's a tainis tzibur, for example, when asar b'tevish falls out on erev Shabbos, lo yisana rakat sheyetzin b'sakneses. This opinion holds you only have to fast until you leave shul. Does kvar kibbutz Shabbos b'tfilah shem espalim plaga mincha ve'elach? Because then, whenever it is that you made Shabbos, even if you made early Shabbos, but it's after plaga mincha, so that's when you already mekabel Shabbos, and therefore the tainus is over. V'humi yiralav shos chaser revia ve'elach v'ashos heizvani osayin lekaman simrei samachalv. He just defines for us what plaga mincha is. U'mikri al yidei zeh hashlamas hatainus mashem asana adachra kabbal Shabbos, and that's considered that you've completed the fast. And the same would be true when it comes to Erev Yom Tov, that if you're fasting in Erev Yom Tov, you just have to wait until you come home from shul, according to this opinion. Look, if it were a weekday, we wouldn't be makel about this, right? You can't say, oh, plaga mincha, it's already nighttime. No, on a weekday, you have to fast the whole day. But we're saying, if it happens to be Friday, and you're being mekabel Shabbos, so then, after you come home from being mekabel Shabbos, you can already break your fast. So that is the opinion of this Yesh Omrim. However, the Rama does not paskin straight like this Yesh Omrim. Umachriya HaRama. The Rama's machriya between the two opinions, the more machmir opinion in the Mechaber, the more makel opinion in the Rama. That the Rama had previously quoted, the betainus yachid. When it comes to tainus yachid, what does that mean? The hainu shi yachid gozer al atzmo tainus yachid, decided on his own to fast. Lismoch al yesh omrim lo yashim, so he can rely on the yesh omrim and not be mashim the fast. I mean, kol makom lechachila tov yosu shi farish came b'shas kabbalas hatainus. But still, it's better to say it when you're being makabel the tainus. But the evidence is alikuva. But the evidence, even if you didn't say it, you don't have to be mashim the fast for a tainus yachid. But ubetainus tzibur chamira mizev. v'tzarech la'ashlam kadin. A tainis tzibur is more chamer, and therefore you're going to have to complete the fast. V'afilu tanai lo mahani delav b'didei talya milsa. And even a tanai is not going to work, because it's not up to you. It's up to the tzibur. It's a tainis tzibur. You're together with all the klal Yisrael in this fast. V'tzibur shagazu alatzman tainis mechadosh b'shvil ezenyan lo chamir kol kach mahani tanai. Now, if a particular tzibur was goes there a new fast on themselves because of some event that occurred, that's not a tainis tzibur. That would have the status like a tainis yachid. So it's not so chamur, and the tanai is going to help for such a thing. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah is being machriya, that when it comes to a tainis yachid, you don't have to fast the whole time. As soon as you're mekabel Shabbos after plaga mincha, you come home, you can eat, but better to say that beferush when you're mekabel the tainis. But for a tainis tzibur, you have to fast until tzeisa kochavim. So if asar b'tevius falls in erev Shabbos, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah, he's machriya that you need to wait until tzeisa kochavim before you make kiddush. But tainis yachid tzivkan chavbeis tainis yachid nikra misha kibel alatzmo l'sanus erev Shabbos zeh. A tainis yachid, someone who's mekabel on himself to fast on this erev Shabbos, o shidarkol l'sanus b'kol erev Shabbos, o erev Rosh Chodesh chal b'erev Shabbos. Or let's say the person has the practice to fast every erev Shabbos. Who would fast every erev Shabbos? Well, remember, Siv Gimli said it's the derech anshei maisa l'sanus on erev Shabbos. So maybe you're an anshei maisa who does that, or maybe it's erev Rosh Chodesh that falls out on erev Shabbos. So it's Yom Kippur Katan for you. Haynu osam adashem sheinom Yom Kippur Katan b'yom hei shalafan of deilu om nesan gam kein b'yom hei el yirab b'sim tov yilches. Now it happens to be that more common practice is that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur Katan is Thursday. It's not Friday. But if you happen to be observing Yom Kippur Katan on Friday, so that would qualify as a tainis yachid. Oh, so far two examples of a tainis yachid: someone who fasts every erev Shabbos, someone who's fasting Yom Kippur Katan on erev Shabbos. Oh, shemasani yom shemesbo aviv imo, or it's a yartzeit fast. That a person fasts for a yartzeit, that's really the most appropriate thing. People now do yartzeit suudos, but really the more ideal minhag is that the avelim are supposed to do yartzeit. The children are supposed to do yartzeit fast. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Elicha Shlomo on the Moadim says that even though there is a mitzvah to fast on a yartzeit bizmanenu, everyone is so weak, and particularly Bnei Torah, who need their strength to be able to learn with vigor, they have what to rely on, not to fast on a yartzeit. O chafsivan, or maybe chafsivan, which is another one of those fast days. O shemesanat hanisim amvor mesim tov kofei, or erev Shabbos parshas chukas, or any of the fast days that were added in at some point. Kasamag and Avram di mesana. So that's just the definition of tainis yachid. Those are examples of tainis yachid. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasamag and Avram di mesana b'chol erev Shabbos. If you fast every erev Shabbos, meaning you're like a sif gimel on shemaisa person, behishlam pam rishon, and the first time you did it on an erev Shabbos, you fasted all the way till tzeisa kochavim. Tzarech lino ken liolam. Precedent matters. You have now decided that that's what you're going to do. That has become your minhag, and now you always have to complete the fast. V'u'adin b'kol eniskal la'el, d'mestamakol z'man shlo hislam b'feri shein da'itel la'ashem tamin, amirin da'itel lino ken liolam. If you didn't say explicitly otherwise, you didn't make an explicit tanai otherwise, we assume whatever you did the first time, that is your minhag. U'l'chadchil yosu tov shlo yashem pam rishon k'shchal b'erev Shabbos. So better would be not to be mashlam the tainis the first time it falls on Erev Shabbos, because then you're going to have to be mashlim all the time. But let's say the very first yartzeit a person is observing, or the very first Yom Kippur Katan a person is observing, a person is chal b'chol, falls out on a weekday, not on a Friday. So obviously, if the very first yartzeit you're observing, the very first Yom Kippur Katan you're observing, falls out on a weekday, you're going to fast the whole day. You're going to be mashlim because it's a weekday. U'b'chol halo mashlim, and of course you're going to be mashlim. But remember, precedent matters. So if the very first time you do it, you're mashlim because it happens to be a weekday. So v'alkein yesh poskim tesfiru dafiluk shi'arach kach b'erev Shabbos gam kein tzorach l'ashom matzeis chavim, that the next year, if yartzeit Tzitzit falls out on Friday, now you're stuck. You have to fast until Tzitzit Kochavim. You cannot rely on this Ramah that allows you to fast only until you come home from shul, because you already have a precedent. To Mestama Daitel Lesnai Kein Tamin, the Mokshus and Beferish Ein Daitel Lesnai Kein Liolam, unless you made a Beferish Shetanai otherwise. V'yesh Cholkin Al Zeh, but others disagree and say, Sviru, the Mestama Lokibel Asol Lahashem Afer of Shabbos. The first Yartzeit he fasted the whole day because it wasn't an Erev Shabbos. It was a Tuesday, so he fasted the whole day. That doesn't mean that he's accepting upon himself to always be mashlim, even when it falls out on Erev Shabbos. So Valkein Mishum Mitzar Yuchalus Machal Melkin V'lechol Tekov Acher Yitzias and Beis Knesset Afshay Yom Gadol. And therefore, we have what to be sumich on if a person, the first time he had a yartzeit, the first time he had Yom Kippur Katan, was a weekday and he fasted the whole day. So even though there's a certain amount of precedent, but there's no precedent for Erev Shabbos. So when that later falls out in a later year, subsequent year or month, falls out on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to fast the whole day. So I'd say so kochavim, sif katan, chav gimel, v'afilu ayeshom manal mod b'zeh. This is going on the last part of the Mechaber where he said, but for a tainis chalom, then for sure you got to fast until So he says, even the more makil opinion that the Ramah had quoted would agree that for a tainus chalom it's more severe. Because you're allowed to fast a tainus chalom on Shabbos. So we're not going to say that, oh, you better stop the fast early because it's Shabbos. How could you be ma'ani yourself on Shabbos? No, you're allowed to fast the whole tainus chalom on Shabbos. So certainly, if you're fasting a tainus chalom on Friday, you could extend a little bit into Shabbos. But there are those that disagree and hold that even by Tainus Chalom it's good enough to just wait till you leave Shul, even if you made an early Shabbos at Plaga Mincha. That's called completing the fast. Even though there are Achronim that are more makel than the Mechaber and the Ramah over here, the Achronim say we should not rely on that. We should be machmir, that when it comes to Tainus Chalom, you need to be mashlim. Why? Since a bad dream is considered to be dangerous, so you need to do this in order to avert danger. We're nervous that if you don't do the fast correctly, you may not really avert the danger that you're looking to avert. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that the Ramah says that since there's an opinion that even if you were Makabel Tainus Stam, you don't need to be Mashlim on Erev Shabbos, we can rely on that opinion at least as far as the Tainus Yachid goes, like Yom Kippur Katan on the Yartzeit, but not as far as the Tainus Tzibur goes. As far as the Tainus Tzibur goes, we're going to be Machmir like the day of the Mechaber. Second, we said that the Mishnah Berurah says that precedent matters. So if you were mashlim your tainus the first time you fasted on a Friday, then every time you fast on a Friday you need to be mashlim. However, if you were mashlim your tainus the first time you fasted for a yartzeit and it wasn't a Friday, then when it does fall on a Friday we have a machlokas whether you need to be mashlim, and that's two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. And then the third thing we learned is that both opinions that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah hold that for a tainus alone, you have to fast until Tzitzit Kochavim when it falls out on a Friday. And even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes there is somebody that's makel on that, no one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but there is somebody that's makel on that, we should not rely on the more makel opinion because it is dangerous. And when it comes to something dangerous, we want to avoid danger in the most certain way possible. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simin Reish Nun about preparing Seudos Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful evening.